Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 12th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Declutter. Today is software release date, which means Apple's latest round of software updates is now available to users everywhere. Most notably, this includes iOS 16, which has been in beta testing for 3 months and includes a ton of new features for your iPhone. Among the new features in iOS 16 is the new lock screen customization. You can now add widgets to your lock screen, choose custom fonts and colors, and apply different filters. You can also create multiple different lock screens and easily switch between them, and they can be tied to focus modes so that they change automatically as you switch between your focus modes throughout the day. And of course, third-party apps can also integrate with lock screen widgets in a way that's very similar to putting widgets on your home screen. We're already seeing some of our favorite applications add support for lock screen widgets, and there are even more to come over the next few weeks. Alongside these customization options for the lock screen, Apple has also added new wallpapers. The new wallpaper options include a new default wallpaper, new collections for Pride and Unity, new astronomy and weather collections that update based on weather and astronomy data for your live location. iOS 16 also lets you create wallpapers using emoji characters, photo shuffle, and custom color gradients. And of course, there's the return of the iconic clownfish wallpaper from the original iPhone. iOS 16 also brings two long-awaited features to iMessage, including the ability to unsend a message as well as edit a message. To edit or unsend an iMessage in iOS 16, you simply long press on the message in question after you've sent it. You can unsend a message for up to 2 minutes after it's been sent. Other iMessage users will be able to see that you unsent a message, but they won't be able to see what that message says. You can edit an iMessage up to 5 different times, and each of those edits is logged and visible to both the sender and the receiver of the iMessage. Other changes to messages include the ability to mark a message as unread, recover recently deleted messages, use SharePlay via the Messages application, better support for tapbacks when you're talking to someone with an Android device, and updates to audio message. It wouldn't be an iOS update without some major new security and privacy features. One of the biggest updates here is something that Apple refers to as Safety Check. This is a new section in the Settings application that helps people in domestic or intimate partner violence situations quickly reset the access and data they're sharing with other people. Apple says, quote, "If circumstances or trust levels change, Safety Check allows you to disconnect from people, apps, and devices you no longer want to be connected with." There's also a new lockdown mode in iOS 16. This feature provides extreme protection for those, quote, "very small number of users who face grave, targeted threats to their digital security," end quote. Lockdown mode limits functionality for things like messages, Safari, FaceTime, photos, and more. The goal, according to Apple, is to, quote, "reduce the attack surface that could potentially be exploited by highly targeted mercenary spyware," end quote. Other changes in iOS 16 include a redesigned interface for notifications with 3 different options. Notifications now come in from the bottom of your screen, which Apple says is a change designed to show you more of your wallpaper and the other custom design you've done on your lock screen. There's also support for passkeys, which is a new standard that aims to completely remove our reliance on usernames and passwords. The passkey standard is described as creating unique digital keys designed to replace the need for passwords with streamlined sign-in across your devices, websites, and apps. The flow for logging in with a passkey works similar to using iCloud Keychain and Face ID does today, but the difference is that instead of choosing a credential from iCloud Keychain and auto-filling in your password and username, you'll choose or create a passkey as your login method. Of course, this depends on adoption from third-party applications and different websites, but the long-term idea is that this will replace usernames and passwords entirely. There are also updates to Siri and dictation. Most notably, the dictation feature has been completely revamped so that you can easily switch between voice and touch. So while you're dictating a message or text, you can type with the keyboard, tap in the text field, move the cursor, and insert quick type suggestions, all without discontinuing the dictation. Dictation also now supports auto punctuation, which automatically inserts commas, periods, and question marks for you as you dictate. One of my favorite features in iOS 16 is the completely redesigned Home application. After several years of minor changes, the Home app has gotten a huge upgrade with iOS 16. The new Home app is designed to make it easier to navigate, organize, view, and control all of your accessories. You can customize the main Home tab of the application to choose your favorite accessories for each room, view different accessories by categories, adjust the size of different tiles, and much more. There are also a number of new accessibility features in iOS 16. There's a new Apple Watch mirroring feature that allows you to fully control Apple Watch from your iPhone. Door detection uses your iPhone's camera to locate a door, read signs and labels, and get instructions on how to open the door. This feature in the Magnifier app also works for things like finding your surroundings, including people detection and image descriptions. Live captions provide automatically generated captions in real time for users who are deaf or hard of hearing. This also works in FaceTime for automatically transcribed dialogue with speaker attribution. These are just some of the many, many changes in iOS 16. There are also updates to Apple Maps, the health application for medication tracking. The fitness app is now available for all iPhone users, even if you don't have an Apple Watch. Face ID now works in landscape mode on supported iPhone models. FaceTime now works with handoff, so you can move FaceTime calls from your iPhone to your Mac or your iPad and vice versa. The Notes app lets you lock notes behind your iPhone passcode or Face ID or Touch ID. The Music app now supports favoriting different artists and bands, and it has new playlist sorting options. The Mail app has support for scheduled send and undo send. There's haptic feedback for the system keyboard, and much more. We've got the full rundown of everything new in iOS 16 at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Declutter. Declutter is the official 9to5Mac trade-in partner, and with the iPhone 14 coming, now is the best time to lock in a trade-in price for your old iPhone. Declutter offers an extended 28-day price lock guarantee, allowing you to lock in a trade-in quote for your iPhone and send your device after you receive your iPhone 14. So you can lock in a trade-in price for an iPhone 13 Pro now, wait until your new iPhone 14 Pro arrives, then send in your iPhone 13 Pro and cash out that money, more money, than you would with other programs. Declutter pays 33% more than other carrier buyback programs, and it buys out in cash, not credit. Hit the link in the show notes to get a free instant valuation for your iPhone and begin the trade-in process ahead of your iPhone 14 arriving. My thanks to Declutter for their support of 9to5Mac Daily and for being 9to5Mac's official trade-in partner. WatchOS 9 is also available to Apple Watch users today. WatchOS 9 brings a significant update to the workout application. There's a bunch of new data for people who run and a new workout view where users just need to turn the digital crown in order to see more metrics such as activity rings, heart rate zones, power, and elevation. Sleep tracking is also getting a boost in iOS 16 and WatchOS 9. Through the Sleep app on your Apple Watch or the Health app on your iPhone, you can now see how much time you spent in different stages of sleep, such as REM, core, or deep sleep, and data on when you might have woken up throughout the night. It also includes new heart rate data and your respiratory rate for the first time. WatchOS 9 also has four new faces from which to choose. There's a lunar face, a playtime face, metropolitan, and astronomy, which has been completely revamped in WatchOS 9. There are also updates to the modular, modular compact, extra large, simple, and utility watch faces to take advantage of the larger display on newer Apple Watch models. Additionally, the watch faces that were previously exclusive to the Nike versions of the Apple Watch are now available to all Apple Watch users. WatchOS 9 also supports atrial fibrillation history to see an estimate of how frequently your heart is in arrhythmia. And finally, WatchOS 9 adds a completely redesigned Compass application. The redesigned Compass app provides more in-depth information and a new interface, including, quote, a hybrid view that simultaneously shows both an analog compass and a digital view. By turning the digital crown, the Compass app reveals an additional view that includes latitude, longitude, elevation, and incline, as well as an orienting view that shows compass waypoints and backtrack. There are a few other changes in WatchOS 9, and we've got the full details at the link in the show notes below. And last, but certainly maybe not least, we have tvOS 16, which is now available to all Apple TV and HomePod users. There aren't many details about what's new in tvOS 16, and it certainly didn't get the same level of attention as things like iOS 16 and WatchOS 9. The few changes highlighted by Apple include support for Nintendo Switch controllers. This includes the Joy-Cons and the Pro controller. Apple also says that there are many other additional Bluetooth and USB game controllers that are now supported in tvOS 16. There's also support for HDR 10 Plus, which is the latest generation of high dynamic range technology, as well as some updates to Apple Fitness Plus integration and a new rich video preview feature at the top of the Apple TV Plus application to help users discover their next favorite Apple original. iOS 16, WatchOS 9, tvOS 16, and HomePod Software 16 are all rolling out today to their respective devices, and iPadOS 16 and macOS Ventura are on track for a release sometime in October. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.